Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Coming up on the news. Supreme Court action on asylum rule denounced as inhumane. Trump administration plans to ban flavored e-cigarettes. And Huawei chief offers to share 5G know-how for a fee. It's Thursday, September 12. I'm Anthony Davis. The US Supreme Court has allowed the government to severely limit the ability of migrants to claim asylum in the US. The policy bars people arriving at the US southern border from seeking protection if they fail to do so in a country they pass through en route. Legal challenges continue, but the ruling means for now it can be enforced nationwide. The plan will affect tens of thousands of Central American migrants who travel north, often on foot, through Mexico. Curbing migration levels has been a key goal of Donald Trump's presidency and forms a major part of his bid to re-election in 2020. He hailed the Supreme Court's decision as a major victory. The change includes, but is not limited to, those from Central American countries who have made up the vast majority of those seeking asylum so far this year. Some 811,000 people were detained on the southwestern border up until the end of August this year, and of these, nearly 590,000 were from El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. The majority arrived with at least one other family member. Many of those arriving are fleeing violence or poverty. On arrival, they must pass a credible fear interview to seek asylum in the US, which most do. The rule will also affect smaller numbers of African, Asian, and South American migrants who arrive at the US southern border and seek asylum, many after taking extremely dangerous journeys. On the 9-judge Supreme Court, liberal-leaning justices Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Sonia Sotomayor dissented from the ruling. The Trump administration will not be granting temporary protected status to the people of the Bahamas fleeing the decimation of their islands by Hurricane Dorian. The White House announced it is preparing to ban flavored e-cigarettes as federal health officials call for restrictions to combat an outbreak of a mysterious lung disease that has sickened hundreds and killed at least six people. The Food and Drug Administration is currently finalizing its guidance to remove all non-tobacco flavors of e-cigarettes, including mint and menthol, from the market within 30 days. Companies might be able to reintroduce their flavors at a later date, so long as they submit a formal application and receive approval from the FDA. Vaping companies such as Juul have been criticized for hooking children on e-cigarettes with flavors such as mango and cream. The surge in underage vaping, which US health officials have labeled an epidemic, is one of the reasons why they plan to ban them. The San Francisco-based company makes a sleek device. Its cartridges pack a powerful punch with one pod, delivering as much nicotine as an entire pack of cigarettes. Yesterday's announcement comes as members of Congress increasingly pressured the administration to rein in the e-cigarette industry. Huawei's chief executive has proposed selling its current 5G know-how to a Western firm as a way to address security concerns voiced by the US and others about its business. The CEO said the buyer would be free to change the software code. That would allow any flaws or supposed backdoors to be addressed without Huawei's involvement. The US and Australia have banned their networks from using Huawei's equipment. The UK is still weighing a decision. Huawei has repeatedly denied claims that it would help the Chinese government spy on or disrupt other countries' telecom systems, and said it is a private enterprise owned by its workers. One expert who had previously cast doubts on Huawei's claims to independence said the idea of it helping another country's business to compete represented an extraordinary offer. It would include ongoing access to the firm's existing 5G patents, licenses, code, technical blueprints, and production engineering knowledge. Beyond the license fee, Huawei would benefit because it might convince Washington to drop restrictions that currently prevent it buying US-linked technologies for its own use. One consequence of this is that Huawei faces having to launch an Android smartphone later this month that will not offer Google apps such as YouTube or the Google Play Store. A deal would also help ensure Huawei gets its 5G technologies widely adopted. You can subscribe to The News with your favorite podcast app, or ask your smart speaker to play The News with Anthony Davis podcast. Leave us a review on iTunes and follow us on Twitter at @TheNews_podcast for daily updates. The News is an independent production covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering honest, verified, and truthful world news daily.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.